growling like a bear? Can't get this jar open.
I'll do it. It's all in the wrist.
Oh, man, that's on tight.
It's like they're afraid the spaghetti sauce will fall into the wrong hands.
What's up?
Can't get this jar open.
Don't you know the trick? Here, you whack it lightly to break the seal, and there.
See, it's not so easy.
Well, then, use magic.
Good idea. The finger is mightier than the wrist.
That should do it.
Ugh! What is wrong with this jar?
I give up.
You know, it's great having supernatural powers, but for some things, we could really use a man around the house.
Free electrons while they last.
I'll be there around dinner time. Anything special you want to do this weekend?
Maybe we could go to the ice show.
If that's what you want.
And maybe we could invite Harvey.
What a great idea.
Uh-oh. That sounded too enthusiastic. Forget I said anything.
Come on. I really want to meet him.
Okay, but you can't make a big deal out of it.
I won't. It'll just be a casual meeting between a father and his daughter's first serious boyfriend.
I'm glad you understand. I gotta get to school.
Bye, sweetheart.
See ya.
Morning.
You're running late.
Dad and I were trying to figure out our weekend plans. You guys want to go to the ice show tomorrow?
Oh, I don't think so.
There will be little flashlights.
Definitely not.
Okay, then it's just me, Dad, and Harvey.
Harvey and Ted are meeting? You didn't say that.
Now that's a show worth seeing.
Too bad you already said no.
That'd be fine. I'd love to meet your father. Oh, man, I should have worn an undershirt.
I promise you two will get along great.
Does he like sports?
No.
Does he know anything about cars?
No.
Military aircraft?
Look, I'm sure you'll find something to talk about.
We could talk about you.
No!
Fine, don't say hi.
Sorry, Salem, I'm just so excited about seeing my dad.
Has it been a month already?
Yeah.
But today's Tuesday, right?
No, Friday.
Man, I was way off.
Is Dad here yet?
No.
What's going on?
Hilda's still trying to open that jar of spaghetti sauce.
Oh. I think I've got it this time. Watch. Don't watch.
Give it up. Ted will be here soon, and he'll open it.
Why? Because he's a man?
Well, yes.
That is so sexist.
Men happen to have more upper body strength. That is not upper body.
That's enough out of both of you. Don't make me use the voice.
Dad, you made it.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hello, Ted.
Oh, I hate that voice. You sound just like father.
I know. It's terrifying.
Sometimes I even scare myself. Here, this is for you.
What is it?
It's a magic camera. It takes photos instantly.
You mean like a Polaroid?
We had the technology first. Try it.
Okay, well, you guys stand together.
Okay.
Did the flash work?
Yes.
Almost.
You've been working on that jar for 2 hours.
See, men aren't stronger. They just keep trying longer than any sane woman would.
There.
Just in time for dinner. Who wants spaghetti?
Not me. I'm mad at Italian food. I don't know what I'm in the mood for.
I feel like Chinese.
Good idea.
It's on me.
Ken Shou Chao Jin Hao Chi.
Wei Chen Lai Chen Shong.
Chong Chong Beijing Guan Ya.
Ni shua da wa, yi din ten ying bu dang.
Le ni yu hai shua, san tian.
Jiang Cai la, xie you wa da bing shi ling?
Wa yao, wa yao.
Wa chu kan kan Salem Yoshima. Salem, ni ya bing shi ling ma?
Speak English.
Oh. Sorry. We're going out for ice cream. You want some?
I shouldn't, but put me down for a double scoop of pralines and cream.
Got it. What's that? Hello?
Hi. You must be Sabrina.
Who are you?
I'm a friend of your father's. My name's Gail. Is he home?
Yeah, hold on. I'll take you to him. Dad, someone in the book wants to talk to you.
Who?
I think she said her name's Gail.
Oh, I'll take it. Hey.
Hi, sweetheart. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
No, not at all. So what's up? I thought you were in court today.
Oh, I was until Drell disintegrated the judge, so we adjourned for the weekend.
That's great.
I was hoping maybe I could join you.
Hold on, I'll check.
Busted.
Who's Gail?
Figure 4B.
Actually, she's more than that. Gail is my girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend? Since when?
We've been seeing each other for about 10 months.
Does Mom know about this?
Honey, your mom and I have been divorced for 6 years.
It has not been 6 years. I was 10 when you got divorced. I'm 16 now. That would make it 6 years.
So would you like to meet her?
I would.
Me too. Sure, why not?
Great, you're gonna really like her. I've been waiting for just the right time to bring her around, and, well, I guess this is it. Come on out, honey.
Stand back.
Ooh, those margins are tight.
Gail, this is Hilda, Zelda, and my Sabrina.
It's so good to finally meet everyone. I've heard so much about you.
Well, we've heard nothing about you, so we'll ask all the questions. Oh. Smile!
Whoa. Oh. I think I blinked.
I think the whole block blinked.
It's a good one of you, Ted.
Let me see. Wow. Can't remember the last time I pinged in a photo.
So, Gail, you were just about to tell us how you and Ted met.
Actually, it's very funny. See, every year the book has a blood drive. Well, I always give because I'm E negative, which is kind of rare. So, just as the nurse sticks me, she points to Ted on the next cot and tells me he's E negative too. Well, I just couldn't resist turning to him and blurting out,
I got an A in my history test.
That's great, Sabrina.
Yes, wonderful, but I want to hear the rest of Gail's story.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
So, what did you say?
I said, I guess you're my type. Because of the E-negative thing?
Oh, right! Blood!
Very clever.
Oh, look, here's our ice cream. Did you ever notice how these sundaes have strata? They do. See? There's a layer of hot fudge, then a layer of ice cream, and then more hot fudge. Mm. I guess because Mom's an archaeologist, I notice stuff like that.
That's fascinating.
And delicious.
Well, that looks incredible.
Oh, you want a bite?
Ooh, well, maybe just a taste.
Here, have some.
Ooh. That's enough.
Sabrina, we're sharing.
She has coffee.
I think there's plenty for all of us.
No, there's not. I mean, maybe there's enough ice cream, and maybe there's enough whipped cream, but there's only 2 layers of hot fudge, and that is not enough.
Then I'll tell you what. We'll get you your own.
Oh, no. He's gonna use the voice.
I don't want my own.
Sabrina, I didn't come here to steal your hot fudge. Really, I only wanted a bite.
Just a bite?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's okay. You want the cherry? I don't like them.
And the Monster Fun weekend continues. Who's up for charades?
I am. As long as I'm not on Hilda's team.
Same here.
Well, I'll be on your team, Hilda. And Sabrina?
I'll pass. I'm just gonna bring Salem his ice cream, and then I've gotta do some homework.
It's Friday night.
You know kids, we love our homework. Gotta go.
She's taking this hard and covering so well.
Maybe I should go.
No, I'll just go have a talk with her.
Here, Cat, pig out.
Hey, you have to open the bag. I can't. Oh, Ted, fantastic. Listen, could you?
Not now, Salem.
Sabrina, I think we need to talk.
About what?
Your problem with Gail.
I don't have a problem with Gail.
Then she can come with us to the ice show tomorrow?
Absolutely not!
See? There is a problem. Honey, I know it's hard for you to accept a new woman in my life, but I have to move on. We all have to move on.
Okay. But before you do, just remember, Mom will be getting her PhD soon, and maybe the two of you could get teaching jobs together at a small college near a big city. Villanova would be perfect.
That's a very sweet, detailed thought. That's not gonna happen.
How about Miami of Ohio?
No. Now, I want you to do me a favor and come downstairs and give Gail a chance. Can you do that?
Okay. but only because I'm a really big person.
Great. Then you can be on Aunt Hilda's team for charades.
No!
Oh, this is good. This is so good.
I mean, did powdered wigs look good on anyone?
We're back.
Just in time. Here's Ted in a kilt.
Put the photo album down!
Now, let's all sit and chat.
About what?
Well, actually, I'd like to hear more about you, Gail.
You would?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
I wasn't really paying attention before, so, let's start at the beginning. You're a lawyer, right?
Right.
And you and my dad have been going out how long?
About a year.
So you think you'll get married?
No.
Yes. Did you say no?
Yes. Didn't you?
No.
You said yes?
Yes.
When I said no?
Yes.
That's not good.
No.
Are you upset?
Yes.
Would you like to talk?
No.
I think we should.
Yes!
Okay. I know we've never discussed this, but I thought marriage was where we were heading.
Not me. Gail, you know I've done the marriage thing.
Well, I haven't, and I'd like to.
What are you doing?
Just looking for a page. I think I need some time to reevaluate everything we've ever said to each other. Goodbye.
Gail! What do I do?
Go after her, quickly.
She wants to be alone.
So, who's up for charades? What smells so funny?
Your dad was up a lot last night, and I guess he thought he'd be helpful by opening every jar in the house.
Would you like sweet gherkins for breakfast?
Not really. So is Dad still sleeping?
Nope. Not now. Not ever.
Dad, what about the ice show? You're not dressed.
Isn't it casual?
Not that casual.
No problem. I'll change.
Quickly! Harvey's here! Hey.
Hi.
Wow. You got all dressed up.
I wanted to make a good impression on your dad. Is it too much?
Well, he may ask you to do his taxes. Did you put stuff in your hair?
No. Yes.
You must be Harvey.
I must.
This is my dad.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, I forgot my camera. I'll be right back. You guys get to know each other. All set?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, if we have time, maybe we could stop by the arcade.
Flashlights were more fun when I was 5.
Wow. Katerina Vitt is really beautiful.
You think so? Oh.
That had to hurt.
This is fun.
I don't think your dad's having too good a time.
What do you mean?
Well, he sunk all those baskets, and it was like it meant nothing to him.
No, I think he just didn't want to rub our noses in it.
At least he hasn't tried to have a man-to-man talk with me.
Hey, guys.
That was quick.
The line for sodas was really long, so I got us carrot juices instead. And little boxes of raisins.
Yum, yum. I'll be back with something to eat.
So, Harvey, how's life?
Fine. Thanks for asking.
You mind if we have a talk, man to man?
No.
Okay. Here's the question. If you love a woman, do you think you ought to marry her?
Well,
sure, there are a million reasons not to, but are any of them any good?
A few might be.
But how do you know when you're ready? Maybe you never know. Maybe one day you just have to take that leap?
Sir, I'm only 16.
Chutney, olive, peanut butter casserole.
Oh, the pickled beets look great on top.
They're home.
Hi, did you have fun?
We had a blast.
Sauerkraut dandy?
Thanks. Hey, you know what I feel like doing now? Playing solitaire.
We have to talk. Upstairs.
Okay.
Are we in trouble? What's going on?
I'm worried about Dad. I don't think he enjoyed the ice show.
I'm sure he had a fine time.
No, he got really hostile. He even threw a souvenir Scott Hamilton cup at Scott Hamilton.
Did he get him?
That's not the point. I think Dad might be a little depressed. Look at this.
Yuck.
Oh, that's ketchup, not blood. Anyway, I have an idea. I think I know how to make everything right. 500 channels of mindless entertainment. He'll love it.
Sabrina, I don't think pay-per-view is what will make your father happy.
I think the problem is he misses Gail.
He didn't mention her all day.
He didn't have to. This says it all.
See, his smile is more of a pang than a ping.
I can't stand to see him miserable. I've got to do something.
Honey, maybe you've done enough.
I'm going to go talk to Gail.
Do you think that's wise?
I'll let you know when I get back. Hello? Anyone?
May I help you?
I need to find someone, but I don't know where they are.
Then you've come to the right place. This is the index, and I am the index keeper. Walker, comma, James T. at your service. And you are?
Sabrina.
Last name first.
Spellman, comma, Sabrina J.
Pleased to meet you. Now, who are you looking for?
Her name is Gail.
Last name first!
I don't know her last name.
Cross-reference! You know anything else about her?
She's a lawyer.
There are 1,332 lawyers named Gail. You can start with Aardvark, comma, Gail Q.
I don't have time to go through 1,000 Gails.
Then I need more information.
I know she likes hot fudge.
You don't keep data on ice cream topping preferences.
Well, what do you keep data on?
Shoe size, neck size, birth date, last book read, blood type, skin pH, fatal flaw.
Wait! I know her blood type. It's, E negative.
A rare one. Aha! That cuts it down to two. Bolger, comma, Gale, and Kipling, comma, Gale.
Well, I'm in kind of a hurry. Is there anything else you can tell me about them?
Technically, I'm not supposed to say this, but, one of these Gales has an extremely high skin pH. Is your Gale scaly?
No.
Then I'd go with Kipling, comma, Gale. Page 875.
Great. How do I get there?
To it! This will send you directly to your page. Bend your knees!
Whoa!
Now, where in the hill, comma, Sam, did I leave my keys?
Gail?
Who is it?
Sabrina, can we talk?
Now is not a good time. I'm very busy exploring the profit potential of Drell suing himself.
I'll be quick. I just came to tell you how much my dad misses you.
Duly noted. Now, if you don't mind, I'm working.
But you can't just stop seeing him.
I'm sorry. I can't think about Ted or anything else until I get these papers off my desk.
Then let me help you.
What do you think you're doing?
Your desk is clear. Now can we talk?
You've got 5 minutes.
Good. I'll take him over here. Look, I don't know much about adult relationships, but I know you're making a big mistake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad's the coolest. I mean, he's fun and thoughtful and kind. And if there's a good movie on, he'll let you stay up late.
I'm well aware of your father's good points. That's why I said yes when you asked if I thought we'd get married.
So what's the problem?
He said no.
He just needs time. The divorce was really hard on him, my mom. They thought the marriage was going to last forever. Not 12 years, which is a lot shorter. So now he's a little freaked out. But just be patient. I keep telling him he has to move on. We all have to move on.
How much time do you think he'll need?
Well, it's hard to say. But the question you have to ask yourself is not, do you want to get married? But do you love my dad?
I do.
Then you should be together. It's as simple as that. You know the love between two people is stronger than any legal document.
Yes. But as a lawyer, I'm not supposed to admit it.
Dad, someone's here to see you.
Do they have a three of clubs?
Dad.
Gail.
I'll leave you two alone.
Okay, we're down to the last three jars. I'll eat the fluff. You eat the marmalade, we'll split the capers.
Deal.
Gail's back.
She is?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm so happy for Dad. I'm really, really happy for Dad. What about Mom?
Why don't you call her in Peru, see how she's doing?
I talked to her yesterday. I just wish I could see her.
You could, with the magic sneak a peek.
What's that?
It's a very powerful magnifier that allows you to key into anyone on the planet.
Isn't that like eavesdropping?
Yes, but the picture's too fuzzy to make anybody uncomfortable.
Just hold it up to the map in your magic book, and you'll see your mom.
Cool. Thanks.
You're welcome. That will make her feel better.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, but this is really hitting the spot.
What are you doing?
Sneaking a peek at my mom. I see her. There she is. I guess I don't have to worry about Mom anymore.
She's happy?
Yeah. She loves her work. And her colleague is really cute. So I'm pleased to say everyone's moved on.
Not me. I'm staying put. There's an exciting shaft of light on the ceiling that'll keep me here for the next 5 hours.
So there is. Well, enjoy it, Salem. You deserve it. Ha! Hey, I pinged!
Go get him.
I still don't see why I had to be on Aunt Hilda's team. Ready?
Uh-huh. It's a play. 51 words. 6 words. First word, sounds like air traffic controller. Smiling air traffic controller. I can't think of anything else.
Ow, ooh, oh. Ow, 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 ow,
cat in a hot tin roof.